How can that not put a little smile on your face, huh? Doesn't that sound good? Get in a position by a window where you can watch the sunrise. We'll help it make it one of the best sunrises you've ever experienced. I love this little rhythm. This is so nice. Play it up for you. The end of 2016. Can you believe that? Where did it go? I can remember as an early parent, a young parent, the milestones were like, oh, they're potty trained. Oh, they can tie their own shoes. Oh, they can carry their own backpack. Oh, they can make it to a public restroom on their own. Just those little bitty benchmarks. And now it seems like the benchmarks just fly by.
I think something that struck me was what you shared last week about the doubling of information. Do you have those numbers in your head?
But can I retrieve them? They're up there. Yeah, they're up there.
That's a constant conversation. What is up there and what is lost and what needs to be deleted. But just, you know, in the past, when you gained knowledge, you were able to say you've achieved something. You know, you've kind of accomplished something. But now time is speeding up, it seems like, because information keeps doubling. So about the time you feel like you've mastered something, it's changed or it's updated or it's just new levels available for information. I think it's overwhelming.
Seems like people of our age in prior generations could kind of go into a coast mode if they really wanted to, right?
You could settle in what you were, you know, accomplished at.
Well.
And now we're still having to learn stuff all the time, even just entertainment stuff, which is silly, but in the work realm and computers and social media and trying to keep up with where people are and what they're interested in. And it's constant.
Yeah. And a good example of that is a gift we received this year was James and our daughter Julia gave us an Apple TV converter.
All the kids gave it to us.
Okay. So it's from everybody. Mm-hmm. Well, James took credit for it.
He's still asleep, so you're safe.
Son-in-law's trying to suck up.
Well, James,
he installed it.
He installed it. And I was kind of pretty much happy with the TV that we had, you know. But what this Apple thing does now and all the things that let you put up on the screen, I haven't learned how to use any of it yet. But, you know, he was kind of taking us through a short demo. The biggest obstacle to that, Romy, is we don't have Carol Grace at home anymore. We don't have a child at home to take us through all that technology. And mom, by default, has become the Romero Castle techie.
That's a deadly default, let me tell you.
Because I just won't fool with it. It just drives me nuts.
It's much easier to call Carol. Hey, Carol, get over here.
But what Jennifer's referring to is an article. It was out of Scientific America. And it stated that the first time human knowledge doubled, basically from the origin of mankind, and I don't know what they considered the origin of mankind. I mean, when did the monkey get the soul? You know, when was the true starting of mankind? You know, whatever. But it took 1,800 years for human knowledge to double. After that, it took 400 years to double. After that, it was 125 years to double, human knowledge to double. And they're saying now that human knowledge within the next decade will be doubling every 11 hours. What do you do with all that?
I don't know that it necessarily makes anybody smarter because it's just a lot of information pinging you as opposed to in the past having to really drill down on one topic and become a master at it. You know, we keep just as much as we need to go on to the next level. It's a different kind of thinking. I don't think we're any smarter.
It's going in reverse, actually.
The smarter we get, the dumber we are. The more we know.
The amount of information that's available may double. I don't think the amount of information people are obtaining and absorbing and learning is doubling by any means. I think it's going backwards.
Well, basic human nature is the same.
Well, we don't learn anything. We don't need to learn it because we can just go look at the internet when we need it. So we don't learn.
Don't need to retain it.
People can't look at a paper map. They can't go anywhere without a GPS. I mean,
no reason to use the higher complexities of your brain because you can just put that surface information in.
How about that family that used their GPS to get lost on the north rim of the Grand Canyon? That woman walks out 26 miles.
Did you see that, Romy?
Barefoot.
Yeah, she was the triathlete.
She's from Pennsylvania.
So she felt confident she could do it. And this GPS sent them out on this road. This was just this week. And she took off, which you're never supposed to leave your car. And so the husband and the son were actually found long before she was. But they found her 26 miles away. There was two little buildings on the outskirts of the canyon. And one of them was cold and locked up. And she broke into it and went in there. Now, if she'd just gone a couple more, I mean, it's like a couple hundred feet, but it was snowing and she couldn't see it, was this building that they keep stocked with
blankets and food and water.
She could have had everything she needed. But she suffered frostbite on her extremities. Very happy to be alive, but oh my goodness.
She was walking in 3 foot deep snow.
Lost
her shoe. 26 miles. I tell you what, that's a tough gal right there.
That is a tough gal. Mm,
man. I've walked the north rim of the Grand Canyon and never in 3 foot of snow. It's hard in the summer.
Because the GPS didn't tell her how to go?
Well, there was a closed road, and so it defaulted them to someplace else, the way I read it.
Mm. Well, like I say, you type in our address into any GPS, and it's a mile and a half off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like we live all that remote anymore. It's just Whitman.
And every time I leave my house, I was trying to find a place just barely north. It wants me to go south, take a U-turn, and go back every time.
Yeah.
So on the topic of only useful information, Rosie on the House will make a New Year's resolution that whatever we deliver to you 7 to 11 every single Saturday morning will be stuff you can use. But again, you don't have to remember it or retain it because you can always go to rosieonthehouse.com. When we get back, we'll be talking about 2017 homeowner resolutions you should consider.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.